In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, Saint Bonaventure, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we celebrate the feast day of one of the great doctors of the Church in the Franciscan Order, Saint Bonaventure, who was born in 1221. And Saint Bonaventure, at the age of four, he was on death's door. The doctors gave up all hope he was going to die. But his mother did not give up, and she had heard that in the nearby area, St. Francis was preaching. So she went to St. Francis and asked her if she would come with her to her home to heal her child. And St. Francis did go with her, and through his prayers, St. Bonaventure was instantly cured. And St. Bonaventure's actual name was John, his baptismal name was John. But St. Francis, when he saw the child, said, O Bonaventura, O blessed things to come. And the name stayed with him, Bonaventure, O blessed things to come. And as a young man, St. Bonaventure went on to join the Franciscan Order. And he was, of course, renowned for his holiness and sanctity and learning. And eventually he was teaching at the University of Paris with St. Thomas, who was his friend. And St. Thomas Aquinas one day asked St. Bonaventure what was the source and the inspiration of all his writing. And St. Bonaventure pointed to the crucifix and said, St. Thomas had asked, what books do you use to inspire you? And St. Bonaventure pointed to the crucifix and said, there is my inspiration was the crucifix. And St. Bonaventure also, we know on another occasion, St. Thomas went to visit him with a friend, and St. Bonaventure, he knocked on the door, St. Thomas knocked on the door and entered into the house, and he saw St. Bonaventure in ecstasy, levitating in the air, writing the life of St. Francis, which he wrote. And St. Thomas said to his companion, let us leave the saint to write about the saint. St. Bonaventure, we know, became the minister general, and Pope Gregory X several times tried to press upon him to become a bishop, and each time he refused, but finally the Pope gave him no choice, and he made him both a bishop and eventually a cardinal. And the story is that when he was made a cardinal, he was actually washing the dishes at the friary after a meal. And when they brought him the cardinal hat, he just pointed to a tree outside and said, hang it up out there, just showing his humility and his focusing on doing the chores at the friary. And there are so many things we can reflect upon this great saint. He's called the Seraphic Doctor because of the evidence of the ardent love in which he wrote his spiritual works, that his works were just endowed with the love of God. And he said the love of God, of course, is the summit of each of our vocation, to love God. And that love can have no compromise, and especially that we recognize in loving God we must do everything in our power to turn away and reject sin, that there can be no compromise in the love of God in its perfection. Like the seraphim who burn with love for God, we too are to have our hearts inflamed with the love for God. In a special way, Saint Bonaventure was also entrusted by the Pope to organize the Council of Lyons, and it was there that he was able, through his gifts, he was able to bring the Greeks to that council, the Greek Orthodox, and there was a reconciliation from that council with the Greeks. It was during that council, though, that Saint Bonaventure fell ill and he died. And it is said there was never so great a a ceremony for any saint, because the Pope was there at the council and all the bishops of the church and attended that council. We ask St. Bonaventure today to inspire us with the love of God, that like him we may have an ardent love for God, and of course that love is necessarily linked to the love of Our Lady, who loved God most perfectly, gives us the graces that we need to love God most perfectly and to inspire us to greater heights of love, of perfection in our love for God. May St. Bonaventure pray for us and inspire us to have a greater love for God and to show that love forth in our daily life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.